swearing in of members of the 12th Parliament enters day two today, and the first of the three-day exercise saw 184 newly elected members of Parliament take oath. According to information from the Office of the Clerk to Parliament, 197 MPs have been scheduled for swearing in, but some never turned up for unknown reasons. The exercise continues today with more of the 529 members of the 12th Parliament taking oath, marking the beginning of the five-year journey. However, some of the voters who accompanied the newly elected MPs for the ceremony have vowed not to go back to the village after having a taste of high life in the city. A group that accompanied Terego East constituency's Wilfred Babanga Erima have vowed to stay in Kampala.
This is my first time to Kampala, so we are very, very excited to see Kampala, to see Parliament, to see other tribes, to see other things which people are doing. We are really very excited. So we have seen different things which we did not see in Terego, in the village. There are no flats in Terego. We have seen big houses, flats, other things which we have not seen. People with their dancing, different things, we have seen them. So it has made us so excited.
The first thing that we are expecting to be there in Terego is this high building whereby our district is still a baby district. If the government could also hear our support and accept our vote, he should build for us all these offices also in Terego. Such that the Terego will also, in a new future, also become a what? A city.
Relatedly, members of the 12th Parliament currently being sworn in advised to redeem the name of the institution that was tarnished during the previous term and take strong stand against corruption. The 11th Parliament was tainted by numerous allegations of corruption and was at some point branded a house of deals. As the second batch of MPs get sworn in today, they are asked to actively engage in combating corruption to help strengthen democracy, governance and integrity. Andrew Mafundo, the Executive Director for Citizens Concern Africa, an organization that promotes environmental rights and sustainable development, challenges the MPs to be exemplary and shun corruption scandals.
Parliament is just known for corruption scandals. Let them be more exemplary, let them serve the people that voted them.